Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend David Dossie back on the show. David is he's about to become a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He is our intellectual property attorney. He's also my intellectual property attorney, full disclosure. He's a patent attorney by education and by trade. More recently, we call them intellectual property attorneys, IP attorneys, which is more appropriate because of the way the world is moving. And he joins us on a regular basis to help us with our IP strategies. David Dossie, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Happy to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here about the fact that some things that you and I've talked about, I've been talking about for a long time, as you know, and you have been with us doing it for most of that, about the fact that small businesses have intellectual property. They deal with intellectual property. They may the more evident intellectual property that's in there on their radar screen is somebody else's intellectual property that they need to make sure they know how to use so they don't get themselves into trouble. But unbeknownst to them, oftentimes, because they're not paying attention and they're not thinking of it the right way, they're creating intellectual property almost every day. And some of it is really important and powerful that not only needs to be isolated and protected, but also defended against future issues. And all of that, pulling all that together, requires some kind of awareness and devotion to the idea of an intellectual property, a set of assets, but also a strategy. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Small businesses today often get too set in the mindset of patents and trademarks are intellectual property, whereas I know just like the guy running the local car wash, he may think that that business has no intellectual property, but guess what? He knows the Facebook ad strategy or the gift card strategy or the giveaway strategy that is absolutely killing it for his business, and that is intellectual property. It may have taken him 2 decades to perfect that strategy, and guess what? One disgruntled employee can walk away with that if he doesn't take it seriously and recognize that that is intellectual property, and he needs to be setting up systems in place to ensure that that doesn't happen.
Millions of people in America, at least, have become rich in the last 30 years at least, because they took an off-the-shelf program called Windows and made it their own version, made their own application, overlaid their own templates, and converted that into their own intellectual property on the Windows platform. And that's what you're talking about. That car wash person took up the Facebook platform and created their own type of approach to marketing on top of that. And even though they're using the Facebook platform, that doesn't belong to them. The way they use it, the method they use that for, is their intellectual property.
Oh, absolutely. The system that particular owner may come up with after testing for a decade may produce results that are 200% better than his nearest competitor that has better equipment, better employees and everything else. So how much value should that intellectual property be to his business? Well, it's probably worth more than all his physical assets.
Well, that's a really important point to make right now, folks. And I've been talking about this for a long time. And in fact, there's research that shows that in the last 40 years, literally the last 40 years, any business's ratio of intellectual property assets to physical assets, if it hasn't inverted, many corporations, it's inverted now. More value in IP and less in physical. But even small businesses, even if it hasn't inverted, it is much more heavily in IP than it ever was. And that's the point you're making.
Oh, absolutely. You always have to put yourself in the position of, like, this car wash owner. What would he be more upset if he came in tomorrow and had been stolen? Is it the controller for the physical equipment, or is it that sales strategy that he's perfected over a decade?
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back with our good friend David Dossie. Invention-protection.com is the website. He and I will be right back. It's 20 till. Here's the late, great Joe Cochran, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.